Talking a little Glidden Ralston football right now as head coach Craig Lynch is joining us here. The Wildcats are going to be taking on Siouxland Christian, the Eagles, coming up on Friday night. And, Coach, always good to get a chance to catch up with you.
Yep, always enjoyed visiting with you, Jeff.
Craig, you and I were just chatting here before the interview. I think both of us, you got a chance to go back and watch film from your game against Starweave. I got a chance to go back through my notes. Both of us may be coming out with a slightly different viewpoint of what we had Friday night when we did our post-game interview.
Yeah. I just kind of knew from what we discussed at halftime and some of the execution I saw in the second half that I thought we showed some signs of improving up front, and when I went back to the film, you know, there were times when we did. We still had some things to shore up, but there were times when we really did dominate up front, but just not enough.
Let's talk about that running game. I mentioned something to you the other night that you really have three really good running backs with Sklenar at fullback and then the two guys, Emmett Snyder and Ethan Olberding, at the running back position. I know you guys want to run the football. That's got to feel really good to have so many different guys that you can hand the ball off to and expect to have some success.
Yeah, it is. And I think we talked a little bit Friday night. They all do it a little differently, too. Obviously, Jackson, the fullback, is more of a power runner, but you know, between Ethan and Emmett, they kind of do it differently at that tailback position. One uses a little more finesse, and the other one is a little more of a power runner. So, you know, it's kind of a good 1-2 combination. And when you got two anymore, that's helpful, too, because that keeps kids healthy. They get a lot of contact in the type of running game we run. So if you can keep that constant pounding off of one kid, that's pretty good, too.
Coach, you guys want to run the ball. Everybody knows it. Where's the focus been to get that running game where you want it to be in practice this week?
Well, I think it's just consistency. Most of the kids have been through our program. I'll tell you, it's not very complicated. We keep it pretty easy because it's based upon, you know, execution. And these kids just haven't had a lot of reps yet. You know, we're 4 weeks into a season, but still, you get in season, you're looking at maybe one concentrated, totally offensive practice a week. So that has, you know, a lot of contact in it. And you know what we see when we come out, usually week to week, is people adjusting or altering their defense to put more people in the box. So on game day, it may not always be, you know, what we expected to see. But that's why our rules remain consistent and don't change. And it's just that repetition. Our kids up front, it's not that they're not working hard. It's not that they're not being physical at times. They need the repetition of when they see certain looks, who they attack and how they attack them. And I think we're getting there. It's getting better every week. The second half, it got better last week. And I think we'll continue to see improvement.
Coach, what do you anticipate seeing? You know, you're going to see maybe a lot of guys in the box, but is Siouxland going to put eight guys in the box, like kind of like Arweva did?
I don't know. You know, I've seen them on film, and they've played Newell Fonda, and they've played Remsen St. Mary's, and they've stuck with their 3-2, and those are two pretty powerful running teams there. So, I think that's what we're going to prepare for. But then we like to throw our kids in different situations and, you know, say if someone comes up and lines up here, you know, what's our adjustment? And, you know, that's what we keep doing. That's what we'll do again this week. And, hopefully the more repetitions, the more of it sticks and they can do it on the fly. If they're out there thinking, that always makes you a step slow. So we just got to get to that point to where that thought process goes away and it just becomes an automatic reaction.
Looks like Siouxland Christian struggling offensively. Not a lot of stats up for them right now, but struggling to throw the ball, struggling kind of to run the football. What do they do offensively? How do you think they're going to try to attack you guys?
Well, number one, boy, they've opened up with three pretty tough teams. They opened up with West Harrison, who's playing really well right now, and they've played Newell Fonda and they've played Remsen St. Mary's, both probably top five teams in the state. So, yeah, that's pretty tough opening of the season. What I've seen on film is pretty much what we've seen all year. They they try to spread you out. They run a lot with their quarterback. When they don't have success, then they really spread you out and go double wides and try to beat you deep. So for us, it'll be about getting pressure on a quarterback in passing situations. And once again, not getting too far upfield when we're playing our rush defense. We need to keep our gap integrity, stay around the line of scrimmage. Otherwise, everything, you know, kind of like last week, happens up underneath you. And that's something we can definitely improve on.
Coach, they've had four different guys throw the football. Do they run a bunch of different quarterbacks, or do they have running backs and wide receivers throwing passes?
I think they're searching a little bit. They're trying to find a person back there. I've watched three game films and consistently seen two, if not three, guys at the quarterback position. So I think right now they're just trying to search for some people. They probably had some injury problems too. But, you know, for us, I guess it just doesn't really matter who's back there. The offense isn't changing, so, you know, our assignments are going to remain the same.
Coach, confidence-wise, your club still in good shape right now, and what would a win this week do for that?
Well, a win would be huge. I think, you know, out of the three games we've played, you know, one was tough, but we've been right there in the other two. We've held leads in both of those. You know, in the first game we had a lead for a lot of the game, and Friday night we had a lead for a lot of the game. So I think they understand it's just that consistency of effort. We talk to them all the time about it's hard to win. And there's a point in every game, in those two games, when something else needed to happen and you needed to step up and make something happen. And sometimes that's not easy to do. And just kind of waiting for that to kind of fall our way. Sometimes it's just a break and a turnover. Sometimes it's just somebody that decides to make a play. And, you know, I think their confidence is still high. I think they know they're competing. And, you know, a win always helps that.
Well, Coach, appreciate all the time, as always. I'm hoping and I'm expecting that win for you guys to come up here on Friday night. Appreciate the time here today. Best of luck, and I know the guys will look forward to catching up with you on the Scoreboard Show following the game on Friday night.
Sounds great, Jeff. Thanks.
You bet. Head Coach Craig Lynch again with the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats. Again, they take on Siouxland Christian coming up on Friday night.